This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Thousands of airline flights have already been canceled today. Brutal weather is making this one of the most treacherous holiday travel seasons we've seen in decades. The AP's Donna Warder.
Temperatures have plummeted in some areas, and forecasters are warning of a bomb cyclone that could make conditions even worse. Courtney Dodds of the Union Gospel Mission in Portland, Oregon, is concerned about the homeless.
Particularly with the cold, one of the things that can be dangerous is people can be laying on the sidewalk or sleeping outside, and you don't always realize just how dire of a situation that you're in.
Kay Allen of Fort Collins, Colorado, got stuck at the airport in Denver when her flight to Florida was canceled.
I was prepared to entertain myself for a while for long layovers, but definitely not prepared to sleep here.
The frigid air has been moving east with wind chill advisories affecting some 135 million people over the coming days. I'm Donna Warder.
Former President Trump is dismissing the House January 6th committee's final report as highly partisan. It says he lit the fire that led to the attack on the U.S. Capitol that day. The AP's Lisa Dwyer on the investigation and the final report.
There were more than 1,000 witnesses, ranging from many of Trump's closest aides to law enforcement to some of the rioters themselves. The report makes an emphatic point that security failures are not what led to the insurrection. On Monday, the panel passed their investigation to the Justice Department, recommending that the department investigate the former president on four crimes, including aiding an insurrection. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Two dead, four wounded in a shooting in Paris this morning, a suspect in custody. President Zelensky, back home in Ukraine after his trip to Washington, says, "We'll overcome everything." This is AP News. An anti-crime group is worrying about social media and the deadly spread of fentanyl. The AP's Norman Hall.
An anti-crime group is calling for the government to investigate social media's role in the deadly spread of fentanyl. The National Crime Prevention Council, known for its ads featuring McGruff the crime dog, is concerned about the sale of fake pills laced with fentanyl on Snapchat, the social media platform popular among teens. The group has asked the Justice Department to investigate what it says are drug transactions on the platform. It says Snapchat's encrypted technology and disappearing messages makes it especially hard to catch dealers. Snapchat's parent company says it has improved the platform's safety and that drug complaints are down. Overdose deaths in the U.S. hit a record last year. I'm Norman Hall.
Micron, the chip maker, will cut its workforce by 10% next year. Just one of its cost-cutting measures. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Hi, I'm Kristen Bell. And if you know my husband, Dax, then you also know he loves shopping for a car. Selling a car? Not so much.
We're really doing this, huh?
Thankfully, Carvana makes it easy. Answer a few questions, put in your VIN or license, and done. We sold ours in minutes this morning, and they'll come pick it up and pay us this afternoon.
Bye-bye, Truckee.
Of course, we kept the favorite.
Hello, other truckie.
Sell your car with Carvana today. Terms and conditions apply.